B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show on a Tuesday. And it's probably going to get a little heavy today. We're going to solve some issues, or at least we're going to open the discussion for some issues. The Sean Jackson thing, a lot of people have been talking about, obviously, today. It needs to be talked about. And both the Eagles issued a statement after he posted what he posted, and then Deshaun offered an apology. And so we'll talk about the ramifications of what he said, and the aftermath, and what should happen at this point. And this will take me into other areas, like the head basketball coach of Penn State, who I know very well. A story just came out, and if you read the Inquirer, you read that he referred to a noose when talking to a player. And then we'll settle, we won't settle it, but we'll open the discussion. This is a social experiment I'm going to try in the 3 o'clock hour on the Christopher Columbus issue. Where we have kind of, see, everywhere around we have conflict. So the only way to resolve conflict is to have discussions on conflict so we can come to a better understanding of what's at work here. So the Christopher Columbus issue, I'm inviting a man on who wrote a very poignant op-ed piece in Sunday's Inquirer named Dino Pinto. He's a teacher at St. Joe's Prep. And I'm going to have the man who's representing the South Philly residents who are opposed to taking down the Christopher Columbus statue, Marconi Park, and in fact guarded it with bats and guns. And his name is George Bichetto, and he is a well-known attorney in the city, and also feels personally about keeping Christopher Columbus' memory alive for Italians. So we'll get to that issue as well. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to ask for all reasonable-minded Republicans to listen to the show, because I want to make a personal appeal to you. So that's going to happen at 4 o'clock. So if you're a reasonable-minded Republican, listen to the show now. Just make sure you listen in at 4 when we discuss what I need to discuss with you. And I'm actually making a plea to all of you. All right, so let's start with the Deshaun Jackson situation. If you've been following the story, and it actually broke yesterday. I guess I got emailed on it, and it was kind of late in the show to discuss it. So Deshaun Jackson basically posted on social media an anti-Semitic message that he attributed to Adolf Hitler, and then he expressed admiration for Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who the Jewish community will tell you their perception is that he is a blatant anti-Semite. And so on two levels, the Jewish population was insulted. Now, to top this off, we know that Jeffrey Lurie is Jewish. We know that the general manager, Howie Roseman, is also Jewish. And so they were kind of blindsided by this whole thing because it took a national turn right away. So the Eagles issued a statement, which was well-crafted, where they called Jackson's post offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling, and said the team would take appropriate action. So what that action is going to be, I don't know. But the statement goes on. We have spoken with Deshaun Jackson about his social media post. Regardless of his intentions, the message he shared were offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling. They have no place in our society and are not condoned or supported in any way by the organization. We are disappointed, and we reiterated to Deshaun the importance of not only apologizing, but also using his platform to take action and promote unity, equality, and respect. We are continuing to evaluate the circumstances, and we will take appropriate action. All right, now, let me reference you before we get to Sean's apology. Because I have a problem with statements that are made and apologized for later that ignore the fact that you should be aware of certain things before you make the statement. I just don't understand how you can be oblivious to certain things that, and you put it out there and then you go, well, I was unaware or I didn't intend to hurt. Well, it's just foolish to say something like that. You didn't intend to hurt. Of course, you intended to hurt. Well, the words are inflammatory on their face. How do you not realize that? So, but let's liken it to the situation the Eagles went through several years ago with Riley Cooper. And at that time, when he came out and the video surfaced, him using the N-word, and it was just absolutely appalling. At that time, I said that Riley Cooper, without question, should be cut from the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, they patronized the whole situation. They didn't cut him. They didn't even suspend him. They sent him home so he could talk to his mom about sensitivity issues. I don't really know what they did. But they welcomed him back to the team. A lot of that was because of Chip Kelly. So now I find myself in a tough situation because this DeSean Jackson thing is akin to the Riley Cooper thing. Jewish people will look at it certainly that way. So, but here's the difference in sports. And whether you think it's fair or not, it's a reality. Riley Cooper was an expendable part for the Eagles. They could have clearly cut him, moved on, and it wouldn't have mattered anything at all. Instead, they welcomed him back, and we actually heard idiots when he caught a pass saying, "Coo." So they set that whole thing up. So now it comes to Sean Jackson, who's a better player, who they need, who they just signed to a big contract. So the standards are going to be different. Should the standards be different? I don't know. I'm caught. I'm like a piece of driftwood that's caught in a lake. I don't know where to go with this because the reality is that he's an important player for the Eagles. So they're certainly not going to cut him. But if they suspend him, that's something they didn't do to Riley Cooper. So how did the Eagles handle this? Did they look at it and go, okay, the climate is different now with all the sensitivity we have to apply to people without insulting their cultures or races, now we have to take action when before they didn't? So what were they saying to the African-American community then? It wasn't important enough, but now it's important enough. So it's a really interesting, deep conversation to have on this particular thing. So Tyrone is back with us, and I'll go right to Tyrone because you certainly were aware of my statement back then. Weren't with me, but the Riley Cooper thing really was appalling me, and I had no time for that guy at all. And so here we have a situation where DeSean, and then he tries to apologize for it, but what your original thought process when it comes to this situation and related to the Riley Cooper thing?
Initially, just on his face, I said he must be suspended. I still think that. Suspension. I understand he apologized. I don't think cutting him, because they don't cut guys who actually follow through on some of the stuff, like actually do bad things, don't necessarily get cut in the NFL if you can play. But I think he should be suspended. I still hope he will be suspended. I thought Riley Cooper should have been suspended, and there should have been some teeth to punishment back then when there was no punishment whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But the Eagles have put themselves in a tough spot. The Eagles have, because of what they did previously, because when it didn't apply to them specifically, meaning anybody really in management, mm-hmm. it was a slap on the wrist. Well, the GM happens to be a Jewish gentleman.
Yes.
The owner happens to be a Jewish gentleman. Is it different because he's talking about them in a way? Like, that's where they put themselves in a tough spot by not doing the right thing the first time. I still say, though, suspend him anyway. How long? That depends on what DeSean does between now and then. DeSean can do some better. I'm talking about actions. Mm-hmm. DeSean can do something. I mean, we're limited, but DeSean can do something. Maybe it's a game. Maybe it's longer, but I think there must be a suspension because what DeSean Jackson did was wrong. But the Eagles themselves, Jeff Lurie especially, and Roseman was in the building then at the time as well, not suspending Riley Cooper, though, does put them in a bit of a spot for hypocrisy.
Now, we are in a cancer culture, right? And sometimes, and this is what I've been lightened to recently that cancel culture, although it offends a lot of conservative people, is necessary to enforce a point. So it wouldn't bother me in the least if they cut DeSean Jackson, because I think there's a bigger message at stake. But then I find myself being a hypocrite. I go, he's an important player. So am I looking at this different than I would look at Riley Cooper? And that's not what I have to self-examine here, because it is different. He's a more important player for the Eagles. The Eagles are a business that caters to customers. The customer needs to be satisfied. I get all that. So we'll try to flesh this out. But let's hear DeSean's apology here. And I have a problem, again, I can't help myself, when you do things like this to, after the fact, apologize and plead that you weren't aware, just doesn't fly with me anymore. So let's hear what DeSean Jackson had to say about his comments, his anti-Semitic comments.
What's going on? You know, I've been getting a lot of backlash and, you know, feedback from an Instagram post that I put on my my Instagram story. I just want to, you know, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, you know, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys take it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, you know, very apologetic, and I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, you know, to put any race down or any religion down. You know, I post things on my story all the time, and, you know, I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. And, you know, I was just trying to uplift, you know, African Americans and slavery and, you know, just enlighten our people. So on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend, you know, any harm or any hatred towards any people. I'm for one. I'm for love. And I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart. And I never try to, you know, put another religion down to uplift my religion or my race. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that. And it's coming from me and my feelings. And, you know, I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinion, to try to just enlighten my people and just let everybody know that there's no hatred involved. So I hope you guys understand that and realize.
Well, listen, I get the point where he wants to enlighten up his people. I totally get that. But like, to say my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community, and it was never intended to put any race or religion down, what are you talking about? It's exactly what it is. How do you not know that that is putting down another culture or religion? How do you not know? I don't understand how people can be oblivious to what, like how this branches out. I just don't understand it. And why, I'm at it, Patrick Chambers. He goes, I'm from the North. I was unaware. What are you talking about? Where do we live? In a hole? Come on, man. I can't take it anymore. I can't take the apologies. I can't take the excuses. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli Show. We'll talk about sport. We'll mix a lot of stuff in today. But this is going to be a very heavy issue today. We're going to take care of some things. We're going to discuss some things that I think is necessary. We're back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mr.
219 on the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson, the HVAC line. Conklin, attention to HVAC contractors. This is Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and a cooling job. Let's start our Twitter poll today. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. If you need new outdoor power equipment, new mower, zero turn maybe, Paul B. Moyer & Sons is the place to go. You can order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie Eganoff, good afternoon.
Hello, Mike. Over 200 votes on this one so far. What should the Eagles do about DeSean Jackson? 36% say suspend, 23% say cut, 3% say trade, 38% say nothing.
38% say nothing, which is interesting because he's an important player. And listen, I'm on to you. All right. You 38%. I'm on to you. Because if you think that nothing should happen here, then you haven't been outside your house in 4 months. All right.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Seriously.
You do nothing.
You can't not do nothing in this time. Okay. Now, I get it because, Tyrone, you brought up a good point. Because they didn't do anything back then. How can they justify doing anything now? The only thing I can say is now our sensitivity has increased to the ultimate height level. And so that's how they can do it. And they should. Because this shouldn't be able to stand without some kind of retribution.
Right. And Chip Kelly for... This is just another reminder of how out of touch Chip Kelly was. That nothing happened the last time. It's not really, you get what I'm saying?
Now think about that. How long ago was that?
7 years?
All right, so was it that long ago?
I think it was 7 years.
All right, so 7 years ago, we didn't think enough to act on that. Think about that. 7 years ago, nobody thought anything of it. To even, we felt sorry for the guy. We sent him home to mommy.
It's unbelievable. And he threatened to fight. Like, DeSean's was terrible. Terrible. And I said again, he should be suspended. I know you said he should be punished. It's consistent. But he didn't threaten to fight Jewish people. Ronnie Cooper threatened to fight a bunch of black people. And there was nothing.
Exactly. So at least today, the awareness is at least visible. Wasn't even visible 7 years ago. Let's go to Aaron in Norristown. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, how are you doing
today? What's going on, Aaron?
I've actually brought this issue up on the air before, and you always said it's not a time and a place. I hope you give me a minute to make a time and a place. I don't really care what happens to DeSean Jackson. As a Jewish person, you know why I never met my grandfathers? Because they were killed in the Holocaust. My grandmother's killed in the Holocaust. They were killing 9,000 people a day. Do you know, they took a poll in Newsweek, and 38% of American millennials don't even believe the Holocaust happened. They don't believe that 6 million Jews were killed. They were killing 9,000 a day. They didn't just start persecuting Jews in your parents' lifetime. They've been doing it for over 5,000 years, and it's not going to stop. He quoted a man, Louis Farrakhan, who a lot of people, including your coworker, didn't even know who it was, who said, "I'm not anti-termite. I'm not anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite." He just made a July 4th speech. He was the lead speaker at the Million Man March. It's enough. There's a gun shooting in a synagogue, and it's not a Jewish problem, anti-Semitic problem. It's a gun problem. There's only 5.5 million or 6 million Jews left in this country. The annihilation of the Jewish people, which is not a race, by the way, it's a religion, has been going on for years, and nobody's going to be happy until they're gone. In 20 years, most Jews will be leaving in Israel. In your neighborhood that you grew up in, Michael, and I love you, and in Natalie's neighborhood, and in Tyrone's neighborhood in Pennsauken, because I live in Cherry Hill, there's so much anti-Semitism going on. Unless you live in a Jewish community, you're a nobody, and people want you gone. And there's nothing you could do about it, and it's just so uneducated of DeSean, and people do not even know what is going on with anti-Semitism. When all those graves were toned over the past 5 years, I didn't hear a word on this station about Jewish graves. My dad's grave got turned over in a graveyard. Why? Because he's Jewish. Like, what is going on? What is going on?
Okay.
It's scary.
Listen, Aaron, your voice is dripping with emotion. I appreciate it. And you're absolutely right to speak on this. Now, and thank you for speaking on it. So the Farrakhan just spoke, and this is where Deshaun was influenced by a recent speech, right, Tyrone?
Yeah, that this happens a lot. It just happens to hit here. Farrakhan made a speech on July the 4th. Initially, it was going to actually get carried pretty widely. It ended up not being carried as widely because it's well known that Louis Farrakhan is an anti-Semite. Because of that, only smaller networks ended up carrying it. And then what happens is, because he's a good speaker, again, I've just said out loud that he's an anti-Semite, but he is good at speaking. Because of that, you get a lot of people who are in the black empowerment movement who start to pick up on things that Louis Farrakhan says. And unfortunately, all roads with Louis Farrakhan, and I'm not afraid to say this, leads back to anti-Semitism. So I do believe that Deshaun Jackson's intention was to try to uplift after hearing the speech and reading some things. The problem is, one, he wasn't smart enough to know what the hell he was reading. Two, he wasn't smart enough not to share what the hell he was reading. And three, there's just no excuse. You have to know better. But I do believe him when he says, I was trying to uplift my people.
So do I, because I could see that in his posts. But for him not to realize what he was doing to another religion and people of that religion is flabbergasting to me.
I agree. I completely agree.
He's not Farrakhan preaching that particular weekend. He's Deshaun Jackson, who plays for the Eagles. He's a citizen.
Right. And his agent happens to be a Jewish individual. Again, he's around enough Jewish people, and we talk about this all the time. If he wanted to be educated about this thing, he has access to people if he wanted to be. And he is living his life choosing not to be.
And that's my whole, and we get back to the crux of all these problems that I have with the, I wasn't aware. I mean, why? Why not? Will, King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Will.
Mike, Tyrone, how you guys doing?
What's going on, Will?
So with this coming out of nowhere and being so bizarre and just so out of nowhere, I felt like this was the one time where a celebrity could have said, here's the old, my account got hacked, and literally everyone would have believed it. Because who would say that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think with his apology, having, I just heard it for the first time when you guys started the show. You know, I read it earlier, but hearing him, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, but, you know, obviously he regrets it. Anytime you get in trouble like this and it becomes a thing, you're going to regret it. I don't need to hear that he regrets it, but I want to know in the mindset at the time,
That's my thing. The mindset at the time is like, well, I post a lot of things. He goes, well, but you post some things that you have to think about it first.
Yeah, and why you feel bad. Everybody feels bad after they say something that gets them in trouble.
Of course.
You know, they feel bad for themselves, most of all. But do you feel bad for what you said and the people that it could hurt, or do you just feel bad that you got caught?
I guarantee you, when he posted that, he felt emboldened. Like, he thought that he was doing something to uplift his people. But it's like, you go over the sentence. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Or he attributed it to Hitler.
That's what I'm saying. It's incredible. It really is. And like I said, I appreciate the call. You know, it gets back to like our priorities being skewed because we're looking at this differently because he's Deshaun Jackson, and our poll indicates that right out of the chute. Wow, it's Deshaun Jackson. He's starting wide receiver. This time as a free agent, we're ready to go. All about the Eagles. All right. Joe and Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
I just wanted to give, I guess a little perspective, me being a Jewish person myself, probably won't be as heated as the earlier caller, but just wanted to see what you guys thought. And I like to think myself as an optimist, and I see someone like Deshaun and, obviously appalled by what I was very pissed at him this morning, but, after seeing his apology, I'm going to try, to look inside. And, if he can truly show that he's willing to better himself, I will forgive him. But I just want to ask you guys something. I've been on Twitter all day. And I just look around Twitter and, as a Jewish person, I would say the one thing that, the little, you know, sticks out to me is, you know, not a lot of athletes are, I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't seen a single athlete, you know, speak about this. And, well, first of all, I don't know, have you guys seen any sort of posts like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Mike Wallace, the former Eagle wide receiver, said he was wrong. I haven't really scanned Twitter. Joe Banner said that if a white player said anything about African Americans is outrageous, and what DeSean Jackson said about Jews tonight, there would be at least a serious conversation about what cutting him.
Yeah,
is Joe Banner what he said.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just leave on this point. You know, that's good to see that people are speaking out. I guess, you know, once again, as a Jewish person, I look at someone, you know, like Julian Edelman. You know, he stuck with his, you know, African-American teammates, you know, during these last few months. So I don't know if, you know, I hope either on Twitter or if his teammates or whoever, you know, contact him privately, you know, just make sure that they show, you know, him the same support that they showed him. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I got. Have a good one, Mike.
All right, man. Yeah, you got it. Now the quote that he, this is where I just look at the apology and I roll my eyes. Because what Jackson shared on the post was, this quote attributed to Hitler, the Jews will blackmail America, they will extort America, their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. And then he posted, shares thoughts on Louis Farrakhan speech, who accuses Jews of manipulating the U.S. government and controlling the levers of world power. Which isn't the first time I've heard that, because I remember Steve Carlton had this wild theory back in his crazy days about that also. But the point is, if DeSean Jackson highlights that quote, the Jews will blackmail America, they will extort America, their plans of world domination work. What? Like, how do you not know that that won't be offensive? Like, I don't get, that's what I don't get. How do you not know that that's not offensive?
Even if I believe him, which I'm not, okay, let's say I believe him. It's still not an excuse. Like, ignorance is never an excuse as it is, but you can't put that out there and then say, oh, I'm shocked any Jewish people are bothered by this. Now, Joe Banner's statement, though, was slightly over the top, being that he knows that an athlete has done something similar to this and didn't. But Joe's right. I'm saying he's right that there should be a harsh punishment. But
you've seen a lot of his, he's extremely sensitive to issues that involve slams against Jewish people. And he has a right to do that.
Absolutely.
But he's been very active that way. Look at all his Twitter posts.
And that's fine.
So he's probably reacting really emotionally to that and not as a team president. Joe Banner's citizen who's a Jewish person.
Right, because he knows that there's been similar things done where the player did not get suspended, fired, et cetera. But, like, he has to know that.
Right, but that was in a situation where he needed the player.
Right. Right. Now that he's on the outside.
And that's the hypocrisy of it. I find myself being a hypocrite about this thing. Because I go, I'd love to see DeSean Jackson cut. But that's going to only hurt a team and hurt the fans of that team who are the consumers of that team. Brian in Center City. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
How you doing? Thanks for saying the quote. I didn't know what the quote was. I heard the apology, but do you think now you're trying to find out the mindset? I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing the exact quote. Does this go back to the whole thing? Do you think he was trying to say maybe with knocking down statues and, you know, basically the slavery roots of our country, it was unjust that maybe this is tied to sports, to where, you know, you don't have a lot of black CEOs in professional sports, and this is it's unjust. The sports is also similar to society. It's an unjust system.
Yes, we know, and we have talked about many times how unjust it is. But now tie his comments to that, and because Tyrone, maybe you could explain, their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. Now, the only thing I could get from that is that the Jewish people were slaves. back in Pharaoh days. They were slaves. So if Negroes know they're slaves, they're not going to let Jews get away with running the world. Like, what does that mean? I don't even understand what that means.
I believe that's what he's saying.
Okay.
In a nutshell. It's a little bit more, but it goes back to the Holy Land and Jerusalem.
Yes.
But basically, he's saying if you recognize the kings that you are, if we mean black people, recognize the kings that we are, we would not allow them to do this.
Okay.
That's what he means.
All right. But these are harsh words that slander a religion. Brian, right? You heard the quotes. It shakes you to your core when you see that.
And I think he tried to amend the statement, and from what I read, he doubled down on that world domination thing. So, you know, the apology is one thing, but I mean, if we want to get to a society that appreciates and respects others, maybe he needs to come out and say, hey, this is what I really meant. Instead of saying, I'm sorry I offended. Look, what did you really mean?
I don't think he knows what he meant. I really don't. I don't think he used a great deal of thought when he went through this thing. I think he was going for a reaction of some sort and didn't think that those words on their face, it's clear as day, it's in bold face that these are offensive. That's what I don't understand about it. Oh, boy. Bobby in Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Bobby.
Hey, Mikey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, I'm glad Tyrone dropped the word ignorant before. Because for me, and the few times I've ever had to deal with this kind of stuff growing up, now, I was raised very lucky. And by lucky, I mean my parents, my family, all growing up, the friends, we grew up very diverse. I had African-American friends. I had Hispanic friends, all the way through. And I remember the first time that anything ever came up regarding race, my sister and I were like 10 and 8 or 12 and 10. And we were starting to talk about dating. And one of our older friends was dating someone of a different race. And I overheard my parents talking and they were like, well, sometimes, you know, people don't really like it if people from different races get together. And my sister and I looked at them and were like, why? And my parents were like, okay, we've done good so far. Like, you know, you guys are going to have to deal with this going on forward, this and that. So my big thing is, and again, I've been lucky. So I don't know what it was like to grow up. I acknowledge what it was like for African Americans, what they had to grow up with, just because I was privileged enough and the guys I grew up with were privileged enough not to have to deal with it that much. Doesn't mean it wasn't going on. It's still going on. Same thing with Hispanic, everything. I was lucky enough to grow up with, if you were a white kid, you didn't know if you were Jewish, Catholic, Protestant, whatever, because it just didn't matter. And now, I think over the years, I used to get ticked if my father or I or one of us heard the word ignorant, because we're not ignorant. We understand, but we don't understand. You know what I mean? And when it comes down to now sports, if you make some type of insane statement, like Riley Cooper made, and you guys all said, everybody called him out, one of them gone, that was terrible. And now Deshaun, whether he knew it or not, whether it's evil or not, it's still ignorant. And Riley Cooper's was very ignorant, and his probably might have even had a little hatred behind it. So it doesn't matter, and I'm just being a wishful thinker here, because I was lucky enough to be somebody who didn't have to deal with this kind of stuff until I got older, until it was starting to affect the world, you know, the local areas, whatever. It's wishful thinking and probably ignorant on my part to say, no, I'm sorry, I don't care anymore. This is bad. This is stupid. This is dumb. What you've said is wrong. What you've said is hurtful. What you've said is harmful. I don't even want to hear how it's trying to come from this way, this and that. And being, you know, a Caucasian male growing up, it even enrages me more because it mostly comes from our side, you have to admit, from our, you know, these days, especially what's going on. It's still coming from, our race. And I just want to be like, dude, if you're somebody who sits back and says, well, they whine too much, they cry too much, or this doesn't make sense, or you're ignorant. You're ignorant.
Well, that's the whole point. We have to get on ignorant. All right? It's about time. And there wasn't that much backlash, to be honest with you, that I remember on the Riley Cooper thing. There was a little backlash. There wasn't enough backlash to suspend the freaking guy.
It's funny. I went to a bachelor party the weekend after that. And a couple guys tried to tell, Caucasian guys tried to tell me that it was no big deal back then. I remember it
yeah,
like
oh,
it was
yeah,
yesterday.
Of course. And then, and that was reinforced by the cooped chants. And I'm going, what are you kidding me? Seriously?
He's telling me, him threatening to fight every N-word in here.
Yeah.
On camera with rage was right. No big deal.
No. Yeah.
This is also a big deal. I'm not saying they're both a big deal. That was a big deal, and this is a big deal.
And this is the point. It's time to shed the ignorance. 610-632-0975. And we're going to try to shed some ignorance on the Italian-American side, too, with this Columbus thing. All right, that's coming up at 3:30. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
244, Mike Snell Show. We are chock full of issues today. And I have to keep a scorecard, actually, because another one of the issues I want to talk about, this thing that happened in Old City. I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, so a black guy on a bicycle rides by where Nick's Roast Beef is. And starts yelling and protesting and Black Lives Matter. And by all accounts, he's being loud. But nothing more than that. So this dude that owns, let me get the guy's name. He owns the Infusion Lounge in Old City. Happens to be next to Nick's Roast Beef. His name is Jamie Atlig. Dude comes out with a gun. You saw this story, right?
I saw the video, too, yeah.
Wait, dude, wait, they make you feel like a big man? Bring a gun out? Was there a threat to your business? Guys on a bicycle saying some things in protest? Chase them away? Feel like a big man? Jamie Atlig, whoever the hell you are? I just had to get that out.
That video was crazy. Apparently, he was yelling because of the lack of social distancing as well.
Okay. So the guy comes out with a gun.
Yes. That was the response.
And he's licensed to carry a gun. Oh, license my ass. All right? That situation, you needed to come out like a gun like you're in the Wild West. Carlos in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up,
how
man?
Let me get you off speaker, Mike. Hey, first time caller, long time listener, Mike.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Tyrone, Natalie, Longcrest Lions, go girl. Hey, quick question. I just wanted to talk about DeSean Jackson and
Go ahead, man.
Oh, I thought you had no. So I believe in second chances, Mike. And The thing is, what I mean by that is, you know, he put his foot in his mouth. And he said what he said. But I think he was speaking on a platform that, you know, that he had people get that platform and sometimes don't think about what they're going to say. And I always say, before you send something out, you read it a couple times and maybe look it over to somebody else and say, you know what? What do you think about this? But like I said, I believe in second chances. And he's just going to have to go out there and do some good things to all communities, Jewish, white, black. Just make it real sincere because everybody makes mistakes. Mike, you know.
Here's the thing. You know, I only get so far on everybody makes mistakes, Carlos, and here's why. Wait, so you're expecting DeSean Jackson to have a copy editor and not know himself as a grown-ass man that what he's putting down on that post is not offensive? He needs a copy editor to tell him that.
No, I don't think he needs a copy editor. That's why I said, you know, I'm pretty sure he might have thought about it a couple times, and he might have thought about something toward like for the black people, just thinking it was a good thing. But Mike, like you know, everybody makes mistakes.
you know, you had a little incident back then. And when I heard your apology, that really touched me because it came from the heart. So he has to really come out from the heart.
All right, I got it. You know, I don't think it's on the same level, but I hear exactly what you're saying. When you look at the post and it says the Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work. Blah, blah, blah. Now, seriously, this is a grown man. DeShaun Jackson, he's a grown man.
He was trying too hard, Mike. He didn't know how to handle the platform.
Okay.
You understand?
Like, I got
the platform was too high for him.
I got you.
Maybe his second chance could be better.
Okay.
But that's on him to prove it.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, Carlos.
Let's go, Mo in Westchester. Mo, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mo,
how you doing?
What's up, Mo?
Let's see. I guess I'll start off by saying I'm Jewish, although that's, you know, I don't know. I'm sure you get a lot of Jewish calls or just calls in general. Who posts anything quoting Hitler? You know, I mean, that's the first thing you have to think about before you send something out. The next thing I caught was his apology, and it says to people, if you took this wrong, so he's putting the onus on the people who read what he said and putting this is your issue, not my issue. I get that from my wife a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like with social media that you need some kind of pause button. And yes, you're right. People are grown people, and they should know better about what they're sending out. But
well, let me ask you this. Does he not know about Hitler?
Yeah, exactly. Well, who does? Hitler didn't just kill Jews. Hitler killed black people.
That's what I mean. Like, does he not know that it might be the most heinous cur of a human being ever created?
That's what I'm saying. Who sends out quotes on Hitler? So that's
my problem. Like, how do you don't don't know at that extent?
Or what it's going to... Who are you going to wrangle, you know, wrangle up with stuff like that?
Yes.
So I mean, did you see yesterday that they fired some guy from a South Jersey school board when he sent something out on Facebook that was inappropriate? I mean, people are just, they think these social media platforms are a way for them to beat
their chest. I saw that story, too. We're flooded with these kind of stories day after day after day. And there's one reason, and I'll get to that in the 4 o'clock hour.
A couple other points real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm a Cowboy fan. Go ahead, Tyrone. Hit me hard. But there's trouble brewing in Dallas, too.
That's a violation.
Because you got players that say they're going to take the knee. You got players that pissed off at Jerry Jones for not saying anything publicly about this. Not to mention that he's just stupid for not signing Dak Prescott a lot sooner than Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to end this on a couple positive notes. I wanted to call in last week, but you were too busy talking about sports. But do you ever watch Real Sports?
Occasionally.
A couple weeks ago, great episode. I highly recommend that you watch it. Mm-hmm. Also, something else that I thought went really under the radar was ESPN had a quick blurb about the Atlanta Hawks. Did you hear about this?
No.
They were talking about the coach, GM, and owner were talking about how to, you know, move forward and with something positive. The owner came up with a suggestion that they open up the Hawks Arena for polling for the election in November. Yeah. And the Fulton County Board passed it. It's going to be the largest polling place in the United States. And I'm just wondering, Tyrone mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that he wasn't hearing enough from owners, especially the Philadelphia owners, about how to move forward. And this is a way to move forward. Well, I don't know why this is catching fire in all major cities. You got public transportation that gets to these places. Mm-hmm. The owner is going to pay for all the employees, free parking for voting. I don't understand why this is not just catching fire throughout all cities.
Yeah, I got you. Good call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. There's so many things on my mind that I want to talk about today. I like trying to sort them out. So we'll just roll with this for a while because there's this situation in Phoenix that just happened, and we haven't even talked sports yet. And there was this story like this. I read this Myers Leonard.
Yeah.
Comes out as like, when he first got in the league, he was stiffer than stiff. And finally, he learned how to shoot 3-point shots. So now he's viable, stiff from the bench. So he comes out and says, well, all these tests, we have to do all these tests. Why don't we just toughen up? All right?
Yeah.
What is going on?
It's unbelievable.
Let's just toughen up.
Probably trying to make Jimmy Butler happy.
All right. Well,
I'm serious. He's probably thinking, because Jimmy Butler was bragging the other day. That story came out how for a 10 a.m. practice, he showed up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask Jimmy. He's the hardest worker in the world. So I bet you he's tough. So look, see, I'm tough too, Jimmy. Yeah. I don't think that COVID tests are good.
Let's just go play. That's toughen up. Okay. Meanwhile, in baseball, you're losing guys left and right. And Nick Marcakis says, I'm sorry, I'm not in. Yeah.
Yeah. And now,
and there's a story in today's paper by Marcus Hayes. I can't believe it. I like Marcus. And he kind of had the idea, let's go out and let's play now. Enough. Right? You read that?
Yeah.
Read that story?
I was,
What are you? These guys are scared to death out there.
Dinwiddie's out because he tested positive again. Mm-hmm. He says he spent more time in bed than out. And he's a pro athlete, so he's in the best of shape.
Yeah.
If it can happen to Dinwiddie, it could happen to somebody else. Yeah. Like
Just go to work was the theme of his column.
Meanwhile, whole teams can't get the results of their test back. Adam Haseley had been delayed getting to camp because the lab couldn't get his test turned around.
Yeah.
Yet I'm supposed to just blindly trust that Major League Baseball got their stuff together when they can't even turn around test results, let alone how to care for me if me or my family get it. They can't even get results back to let me know whether I have it or not. CVS can. But none of these labs they have can turn around a damn result, and I'm supposed to just show up as a tough guy and kiss my butt. I ain't showing up nowhere if you can't turn around a test.
And that's how it all through baseball. And I go, hey, can I sit here and talk about baseball in good faith? Because the more I think about it and the more the day's gone on, it's like Jenga, you know? You pull one of them and the whole thing's going to fall.
You're right. One team, and what do you do?
Yeah. And ready, team. We have Alexander Bedoya coming on today. Alexandro Bedoya. He's coming on, right? They're going to restart the MSL in this round robin. The one team's already out. Boom.
Yep.
They're out.
Yep.
Dallas is out. So we're going to talk to him about their bubble. I watched their tournament last night. The basketball thing?
Yeah.
They're in a bubble.
They're in a bubble. They lost the team.
Yeah.
The hell, Brotherly Love.
Brotherly Love's hanging in there.
Brother Love balling out, yeah.
They have to play the Marquette team now.
Yeah, it's going to be
the Golden Warriors.
You know, they got a shot. Wyatt is hooping.
Cleve Wyatt.
He can ball. It shows you how good basketball is that guy's not in the league. Because he can hoop.
Yep. 610-632-0975, 3 o'clock hour. We're going to settle the Columbus issue. Yep. Mike Misnelli, show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.